Hello there, Dunder Mifflinites, and welcome back to another episode of The Office ASMR, a podcast to enjoy while you fall asleep. Tonight we are on Season 6, Episode 4. This is Part 1 of Niagara, directed by Paul Feig, written by Greg Daniels and Mindy Kaling. Basically, two of the sharpest writers for the sharpest episodes. This originally aired October 8th, 2009, and this will be split up into two different episodes because that's how I have them here. But, you know, Wikipedia is showing a 44-minute runtime because it's a two-part. We'll see how this goes. Maybe it's both. We'll see how this goes. Wanted to thank everybody for your patience. I had an unexpected 2-week break just based on how my recording schedule panned out. I'm frustrated with myself because I had weeks of episodes recorded and I lost all of my I caught back up to the point where I didn't have episodes ready, which caused the lag as I was working on updating a lot of the old episodes. And then also when it comes to recording new episodes, I'm trying to make sure I don't get as much, ever since I moved, I can't really record without some level of car noise. Same thing with, now the birds. Sometimes you hear birds, and sometimes my daughter wakes up screaming, and I have to stop recording. And so it's just been way more difficult to record episodes from when I started 2 years ago and after the move and everything. And also at the same time, I have those barriers, and then I also am usually deciding between recording or going and exercising. And so it comes down to I usually will prioritize my physical and mental health. And so, maybe TMI behind the scenes. It seems like, based on the feedback I get, if somebody wasn't interested in what I was doing, they would have stopped listening way long ago. So, at this point, I'm fine. I'm fine sharing a little bit more, because the people that said they don't want to hear personal anecdotes probably left a while ago. I'd also just say that I think I'd mentioned this a while ago maybe, but I started right around the time that Office Ladies started. And for a while they were ahead of me in the show by a couple episodes, and I always had this race in my head for who could get either finish the show first, and I surpassed them months ago. I think they're only halfway through Season 6 right now, where they're at, lecture circuit. Maybe not halfway, maybe a little further than halfway. So, even since I got ahead of them, I've just kind of been alright, mission accomplished. Not that it literally matters at all, because they will do more downloads in a week than I do in a year. It's not a competition at all. It has no basis in any sort of actual anything. But I always just like that if I wanted to crush them, I would put up 2 episodes a week, and I would be finished with a show by now. I can't believe I launched in, like, November of 2019. I can't believe it's been 2 years. This is now becoming one of the longest, things that I've done. I guess if we're at season 6 after 2 years, you know, it'll have taken 3 years, to do. And I thought when I started this, I would not be doing it this long. I don't know. Anyway, tonight's a very special episode, so why don't we get into it right now? Jim and Pam is asking everybody to wear a little less perfume, and if your lunch is very pungent, go to the break room. Dwight says if she eats something the fetus doesn't like, she's screwed. He says the fetus is calling the shots. It's very badass. They want Phyllis to switch soaps. And Dwight's giving plenty of attitude. Dwight would like to eat his hard-boiled eggs at his desk. Pam's not asking for too much. And he slowly peels a hard-boiled egg while staring at her, smelling it. When did Pam move to Jim's desk? Oh, Pam gives a little vomit into a trash can. And Andy says, why do people get sick? Always makes me sick. Ethan so is talking about it. And then Andy throws up into a trash can. And then Aaron, Phyllis stands up. Meredith, Oscar, Angela into her hand. Creed is just eating noodles in the background. And Pam just wipes her mouth. He's like, I told you. I told you so. And we still haven't switched intros. That's crazy. All the way into the 6th season. Maybe when Michael leaves and they become series regulars. Michael is going to a wedding. It's great. It's a really important day for Michael, he says. Aaron is updating the voicemail. Everyone's headed to Niagara Falls. Now there is a do's and don'ts list. No firecrackers. Do not cry. Do's, don'ts. Make a big scene. Talk out. Talk to our family. Very, what does it say? They're most concerned that they do not want Pam's grandmother to find out that she is pregnant. Do have a good time. Do dance when it's appropriate. Do eat dinner. And Pam and Jim are out. We got casual Friday in the office. You can always tell because Kevin is in his like pullover sweater. Don't steal my joke. Michael said yesterday, what happens in accounting stays in accounting. When we leave here and go up to Niagara Falls, we are representing Dunder Mifflin. This is the most important wedding until I get married. Best behavior. I'll see you up there in Niagara Falls. This is going to be the... Michael says this will be the single best pickup destination. And now Dwight has created a dossier about some of the women at the... somebody at the police station pulled their records. Dwight found her mountain bike from a Craigslist ad. Is that all you have on her? You're an idiot. Michael pulls out with the cans, and the cans all had food in them. Kevin is going to turn around the perception. He's not a sharp dresser, but he's bringing his hairpiece. And now Angela almost runs him over in the parking lot. And Andy is driving Kelly and Aaron while they have their headphones in pretty loud. And Andy driving on his own. Not only is Erin very sweet, she smells like my mom. This is a classic here. We have the explanation of mental pictures. Click. My wife and I did this. It definitely worked. Click with your hands. That's a nice little thing. Michael had his sunglasses on. He says, I was asleep. Now Dwight plays a little something that he should play when you bring a woman back to your room. You're a lucky woman. Michael has seduced. Don't be scared. Michael said, are you serious? Do you want me to play that in the room? Now we're at Niagara Falls. He says, hey, it used to be a spiritual experience. Now it's kitschy. Jim and Pam checking into the honeymoon suite. An individual. Andy has the honeymoon suite the night before the wedding. I don't like that. Michael coming to check in. Everything smells like a basement. Michael does not have a reservation. He's in the Halpert block of rooms. Dwight Schrute. Confirmation number. Romeo Tango. G77455. A room with two safes. Michael now homeless. Come on, Dwight. I would do the same for you. Dwight. It's under an M. Scott. Dwight turns the tables quickly. He says, I would do the same for you if I have a woman up there. Things are getting amorous. Butter and clay. That was a test. You failed. You It's a dungeon wizard test. When Michael was in Ida Room at the inn, we don't know what happens because the story hasn't been told yet. Mr. and Mrs. Stanley Hudson physics major Stanley, trying to stay with Kelly and Aaron. That's rude. Toby has an extra twin bed. Now we have Jim's parents. Which one is Meemaw? No mention of the baby. The word. Michael introduces himself. No toast. No speeches for Michael. That is going to impede my ability to hook up with your female relatives. Jim are perfect for each other. Nobody's perfect. Mima doesn't like that. Now we have Pam's dad and his girlfriend. Oh, and there's Pam's mom. We'll come back. And now Dwight is sitting at the kids' table talking smack on Jim, telling the tale of Jim the bad man kissing butt. Who thought that Oscar was Gil. Kevin says, I'm not gay, I'm Kevin. And Oscar is extremely offended. But Ryan, trying to talk up his career. How did Andy wants to know how someone got to the hot people table. What is Creed doing? Head table. Where Michael belongs. Michael wants a dossier on Isabel. Decorative volleyball team went 10-2. Now we have Jim's brothers. Like, what? Never too married for a noogie. Michael thinks the brothers are screwing it up. We'll kick it up a notch. That's not appropriate, Michael said. I'm not going to make a toast, says Michael. Freestanding comedy. His brothers just sit down. How smart is a smart car? Can you drive them in traffic? Okay. his real smart car for Knight Rider. Jim says, sit down. Thanks for coming. We're so happy everyone's here. Everyone far away, especially the Florida cousins. You obviously can't take a hint. 4 years ago, there was a guy who had a crush on a girl with a boyfriend. I just waited. I flirted with her. I do know how to make a photocopy. Do you remember how long it took for Pam to teach Jim how to drive a stick? He's been driving since high school. I had little moments with a girl who saw me as a friend. Me and Andy right now. Keep me always waiting for my wife. I'd like to propose a toast. Not Pam, for obvious reasons. Meemaw says, why can't Pam drink? I don't know why I said that. Pam's an alcoholic. That's not true. The real reason is Pam's pregnant. What? Crashing, Jim, crashing. They had an accident. Pam is like staring at a headline. They were living together, Meemaw. Oh no. You can't expect to be careful every time. It's a different sensation. Oh my god. Creed is like, what is going on? What a train wreck. To waiting. Meemaw says I should have known. A movie called Bruno. I had to just sit there while it happened to me. Michael thinks they saved it. I can't believe it was me, Jim said. I actually think it takes a lot of pressure off of me, says Michael. Hey, smooth guys. Meemaw not coming to the wedding. So Michael takes it into his own hands, heading up to 642. About intercourse. Michael says he's great with old women. He was his grandmother's best friend until Harriet. She's having trouble with the television. Who's that horrible? Charlie Rose. That was an no longer 1890. Women have sex before marriage. Michael said, look, it's normal. They have pictures taken of them. We need to encourage that. I don't know what happened to this country, says Meemaw. They're going to name the baby Meemaw. Oh, there's a great joke there. Sylvia and Silvio. Andy is inviting the guys, promising Calvin Klein models, to a party. Please bring $40 and any hot chicks, you know. I've been making promises. No one's been to a Bernard Throwdown. I want them there. 6:44, Pam heads out. Angela wants to know where she's going. Why don't I just kick you in the stomach instead? Angela's going with her. Dwight has the iconic social outfit, which is a wolf howling at the moon. Oh. Not cool, Dwight. Michael's got an odd getup on with a jacket, polo shirt, and big khakis. You have that thick, beautiful Chicano hair. Dwight's worried about the farm. Nobody owns a farm. How many horses do you have? 9 3/4? You can get 6 hamburgers from a horse without killing the animal. Lots of stores considering it. Sears said no. Now we're up in Andy's room. A little dancing going on. Michael was like eyeballed the entire time. I cannot watch Pixar. Oh my god, twins. Nice to meet you. It's two dudes in suits. I love finding a good set of twins. That's a great joke. Meredith leading the dance off with the robot. You call that a robot? Like this, boom. What else you got? What else you got? I feel like a banana split. Screaming ensues. Banana split. And heads across the hall to Pam's room. Pam was asleep. I think I tore my scrotum. Take me to the hospital. Because everybody had been drinking. And, wow. We're going to pause there. And we'll come back next week.